have all of that. It is now 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. The Supreme Court gets its 113th justice today. Judge Neil Gorsuch will be sworn in first in a private ceremony at the court, then at a public ceremony at the White House.
At confirmation hearings, Gorsuch said he would rule according to the law, not the Trump administration's agenda. But will he? University of Maryland law professor Mark Graber says yes and no.
Gorsuch will not, in one sense, be bribed to give Trump what he wants. He's likely to give Trump what he wants on principle.
The Washington Examiner reports the president expects to nominate 4 more Supreme Court justices. Graber responds,
there will be liberal doctors that will prop Ginsburg, Breyer, and company up should they consider retiring.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The U.S. military has deployed warships to the Korean Peninsula in a show of force against North Korea's recent provocations.
One of the reasons they sent that carrier group off North Korea was out of concern what Kim Jong-un might think about all this messaging with the attack in Syria. So they have, again, very visibly put ships out there, a U.S. missile defense now just offshore North Korea. The message sent.
Correspondent Barbara Starr. A state of emergency is now in effect in Egypt. The Egyptian cabinet approved the president's decision to declare a state of emergency across the country for the next 3 months. This after the Palm Sunday bombings at 2 Christian churches. Metro is ready to move ahead with its planned development around the College Park station, bringing in both more money and, they hope, more riders.
At a time when Metro's hemorrhaging riders, any little bit helps.
We've estimated that the development would add another 300 or more riders.
Metro's Nina Albert says what's currently a parking lot will soon be apartment buildings at the College Park station.
We get both real estate revenue from the ground lease, and we also get additional riders.
She says this kind of development often catalyzes more private development nearby. Even though a parking lot's being lost, they built a garage a decade ago anticipating this project.
The garage is 1,200 spaces, replacing 500.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Today's the last day of the Maryland General Assembly's 2017 session. It officially ends at midnight tonight. And while there are likely to be some of the usual, last-minute deals, legislative leaders say they've already accomplished many of their major priorities. House Speaker Michael Bush says there's nothing dramatic like we had in the past. One piece of legislation that's getting in under the wire: the General Assembly over the weekend passed a bill to allow pharmacists to supply women with oral contraceptives without a doctor's prescription. Oregon and California already have similar laws, but such proposals have failed in Congress. A huge old tree on the edge of the White House grounds collapsed and fell into the street late yesterday. Nobody was hurt, but the tree took out a light pole on its way down. That tree had stood at the northeast corner of 17th and E Streets Northwest. Crews have been working to get that tree out of the roadway. And they say there's no place like home. There's no place like the Smithsonian's Museum of American History if you want to see Dorothy's ruby slippers, but you better hurry. Museum officials say April 23rd is the last day the slippers will be on display before they're taken away through next year for some behind-the-curtain conservation work. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,656, the Nasdaq at 5878. Sports, the Nats drop the rubber game in Philadelphia. The O's take the first loss of the season. Hockey, the Caps end their regular season with a loss to Florida. The Wizards are in Detroit tonight, and Sergio Garcia wins the Masters. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer.
Cabinet Discounters.
Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. You'll find a lot more than just cabinets at Cabinet Discounters.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Hey, spring is here. Let's get those rugs cleaned. For a deep-down professional clean, you just need Hadid Mercer. And right now, it's Hadid Mercer's best deal ever. For every 2 rugs cleaned, get the 3rd rug cleaned free. To learn more, go to HadidMercerRugCleaning.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you across the Wilson Bridge, backing up near 210. In fact, before you get to the exit for 210, volume DC 295 northbound toward the Naval Research Lab. And it looks like 295 northbound at Benning's getting slightly better the closer you get to Benning Road, where we've had the work zone from overnight. With only one lane getting through, it's caused us delays. Still back near the 11th Street Bridge. But again, looks like we may have all lanes open up ahead. In the 3rd Street Tunnel northbound as you approach New York Avenue, watch for those delays. Virginia, out near Wolf Trap on Route 7, eastbound, still with the crash. I'm seeing delays still persisting here, eastbound 7, as you approach Barron Cameron. If you hang with it, once you get through there, then you're wide open through to the toll road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking couple of days at or above 80 degrees for today and tomorrow. Just a little cloud around at times today. Otherwise, partial clouds and sunshine. A little breezy, 81. Tonight, some clouds, 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 42 in Burke, 36 in Bowie, 51 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. The National Security Advisor says Steve Bannon's removal from the NSC's Principals Committee is not significant. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning. It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Monday morning. Joining us at 8:05, retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will be joining us, and he'll tell us about any developments in Syria. We'll do a recap of what happened in Egypt, and also whether there are any rumblings with North Korea. That is all coming up. I'm Mary Walter, sitting alongside Vince Colonnese this morning.
Good morning. Yes. Thank you. Good morning.
And joining us right now is our legal analyst and former U.S. Attorney to the District of Columbia, Joe DeGeneva. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
So, Joe, Judge Neil Gorsuch is going to take the oath of office this morning. He will become a Supreme Court justice. A lot of people happy because we have a conservative replacing a conservative on the court. But are there some things that you see in the future maybe that he may rule on where conservatives would not be happy? Or is he going to be a strict by the law kind of guy?
Well, I don't think there are any surprises with Justice Gorsuch. I think it's pretty clear based on his years of ruling from the Tenth Circuit that he's going to be a pretty solid conservative, and that's of course what scares the hell out of the New York Times, which on Sunday wrote an amazing editorial. No sooner had Judge Gorsuch been confirmed than they editorialized that it was all John Roberts' fault that the court had drifted to the right, and that if it lapsed into conservatism of a reflexive kind, the destruction of the rule of law would be all his fault. This is Affordable Care Act redux. They're trying to force John Roberts, just like they did with the Affordable Care Act, where they got him to vote with the liberals, to stop voting with the conservatives. I don't think it's going to work this time, but it's very interesting that the liberals shifted immediately to use Gorsuch as a reason to start attacking Justice Roberts. This is going to be fun to watch.
It's pretty funny that you could use Justice Roberts as a rightward shift on the court when you just said he kept Obamacare in place.
Well, actually, he has been a fairly reliable conservative vote on every issue, just about every issue, except the Affordable Care Act, which he
except the big one
after the criticism that he took on Citizens United, which was the whole basis for all of his criticism of the court. And remember, President Obama attacked the court in January of 2010 in the well of the House with the justices sitting there over Citizens United. That had a deep, profound effect on Justice Roberts, and he caved in the Affordable Care Act. The New York Times has started a new campaign against him because they know what's coming down the pike. The immigration ban is going to be before the court, and with Gorsuch's vote, that's an easy one, though. That could be 9-0. It's at least 7-2 in favor of President Trump. So But this is a campaign now. This is what liberals do. There is no peace anymore in the law. And the reason is, this all started with Judge Bork. When they decided to politicize and demonize the nomination process with Judge Bork, that's when the court started to be viewed as a political weapon and a political tool. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you, Ted Kennedy. Thank you, Pat Leahy. They're all responsible for this. And the other day, they got payback. And it was a great moment to see them lose committing ritual suicide.
Neil Gorsuch will take a private oath at 9 a.m. this morning with Justice John Roberts, and then Anthony Kennedy will administer a second public oath at 11 a.m. How soon will Justice Gorsuch begin hearing cases?
Right away. In fact, he will be reviewing briefs this afternoon. There are a number of cases that are deciding to grant cert on, and of course, they're huge cases involving labor, immigration, civil rights, voting rights, all kinds of stuff, redistricting of state legislatures and congressional districts. So big stuff coming, and he couldn't be there at a more important time in the court's history.
All right, Joe, I'm thrilled that I get to be one of the hosts today, because I want to ask you about something that you seem to have a lot of knowledge on, and that's Susan Rice. Susan Rice, of course, in trouble for unmasking the names of Trump officials. You've been hearing a lot, both publicly and privately, about how that came to be. Is there anything else you can tell us this week? Is there anything else that you've heard about Susan Rice or the unmasking of Trump officials' names?
Well, I think there are going to be some further developments coming down the pike shortly, and that's going to be who in the White House, in the Obama White House, actually saw these various pieces of paper, which Susan Rice apparently was the person who asked for these intelligence materials, which then led to the unmasking of a number of people, including Michael Flynn, whose name was then leaked to the press. That, of course, was a felony. The leaking of Michael Flynn's name was a felony. Whether or not the unmasking is a crime depends upon what the reason for it was. If there's a colorable reason of national security, it might not be a crime. If the reason was for political purposes, it also might be a crime, but it involves a lot of analysis. But the leaking of the names to the press is, in fact, a felony. There'll be more information about who in the White House actually sat down and reviewed these spreadsheets that were prepared for them, which showed all of this private, confidential information having nothing to do with the Russians, but involving Trump's people, his associates, and maybe even candidate Trump himself. That's going to be part of the big news. What's interesting to me is how Adam Schiff has already tried to protect himself by not making, you've heard him say nothing about the contents of what he went out to NSA to review, which are these sheets
right,
that were requested by Susan Rice with all the, and notice he didn't say there's nothing there.
No, he seemed chastened by all of that. So,
yeah.
I just want to ask this. Susan Rice worked directly for President Obama. That was her immediate supervisor.
Yes.
And how could he not know that she was unmasking the names of the signature political opponent of the entire administration?
Well, I think the evidence that's going to be coming out shortly, from what I'm told, will show that the president did know, along with three other people, Susan Rice and two other people. So I don't think there's any doubt. And, of course, they've already mounted their defense to that, which is that they say that this involved looking at the possible influence of Russia in our election. And that's going to be their defense, that there's no there, that there was nothing wrong, that this was all legal. And of course, if this is legal, it will underscore precisely what's wrong with the way and the ability to unmask people has become sloppy, and I think purposely sloppy, and in this case, I think political. I think the unmasking here, in my opinion, was done to find out damaging information about Trump. Remember, this spying went on for more than a year, from January to January. It went on during the transition, and it went on. I mean, it's quite amazing. And if it were a Republican who had done this, this would be a major scandal. But because it was the Pharaoh, Barack Obama, nobody cares. But they will eventually, because eventually the rule of law, as we know it now, will become very, very important. It depends. Well, first of all, where's the grand jury? This is why the Democrats have delayed the confirmation of key Republican appointees in all the agencies. Nowhere is that more important than in the Justice Department, where we still do not have a Deputy Attorney General. We still do not have an Assistant Attorney General for a single litigating division there. And, of course, Sessions has recused himself from all this stuff, so there's no one who can make a decision about a grand jury in the leak of Michael Flynn's name and other leaks. But that will be the next big thing. When Rod Rosenstein, the U.S. attorney in Baltimore, is confirmed as deputy attorney general, one of the first things on his platter will be setting up a grand jury to investigate the leaks. That's when all of the rubber is going to hit the road on this, and when people, if they haven't already, are going to have to lawyer up.
Well, Joe Dziegenova, thank you so much. We appreciate everything you bring to the show, and I look forward to talking to you again about this soon. Thank you so much for joining us. Have
Take
a great
care.
Week, Joe. That's Joe Dziegenova, legal analyst and former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. It is now 7:15. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good Monday morning. Heading through Laurel, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, southbound, just seeing delays south of 198 toward 197. Park police say, nope, not working anything. It's been pretty calm there. George Washington Parkway, slowest stretch will be at the Overlooks and heading down toward that exit for the Key Bridge. Now, top side of the Beltway, our normal delays from 95 to George Avenue, out of Calverton, southbound 95 slows, and to merge onto the inner loop of the Beltway. And that's because we have a crash. If you're heading inner loop past 95, past Route 1 in the IKEA, watch for fire and rescue there. 270, no drama. Looks good through Urbana and Hyattstown. Will be the heaviest stretch. Let's go into Virginia on Route 7, heading in toward Wolf Trap. Still with the crash, eastbound 7, as you approach Barron Cameron. So that volume that you're passing near the Georgetown Pike up ahead due to the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, that WMAL weather forecast.
For today, we have partly cloudy skies with a high of 81. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, a low near 60. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine and a high of 82 degrees. Currently in our nation's capital, 53 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
The hardest part of my day is knowing everybody still sees me as a girl.
Why can't she just be a lesbian?
Because she's not a lesbian, Mom. She's a boy.
I just want to be normal.
Why is normal the goal? What about being authentic?
Authentic is what he wants to be.
Good answer. That is a good answer.
Yes, transgender news. We need a sounder for transgender news because it seems as if we have at least 1 to 5 to 17 transgender stories every single week.
For as small of the population as the transgender demographic represents, it's amazing how outsized the news is about transgender stuff.
Well, yeah. The Weinstein Company is a film studio, and they have made this movie that you just heard a clip from called Three Generations. It was originally called About Ray. It's called Three Generations. Ellie Fanning, or Elle Fanning, as Ray, a teenager who is transitioning from female to male, supported by his mother, Maggie, who's played by Naomi Watts, with Susan Sarandon as the grandmother, Dolly. And this, the film received a rating for profanity and sexual references, so it means that anybody under the age of 17 can't see it unless they're accompanied by an adult or a guardian. So they are now petitioning. They're appealing the rating, and they, because it got an R rating, they would like it to be a PG-13 rating, which would allow anyone under the age of 13 to attend the film
of
with
course,
an adult.
Because it's like an educational film.
It's like a documentary, actually. Had Michael Moore done this, this would actually be a documentary.
It's the Schoolhouse Rock of transgender issues.
Except it doesn't run on Saturday morning during Saturday morning cartoons, but give them time.
I'm just a
Within
Bill. I used to be Jill. You know,
exactly.
Stuff like that.
Sarandon commented on the importance of access to LGBT cinema for younger age groups. And along those lines, I have to. There is an 9-year-old girl, Maggie, who has decided that she's really Max, and so her parents decided so in believe so much in allowing their, I guess at the time, 8-year-old make that choice, that now Max has a birth certificate that says she's a he, and Max also has a social security card that says that she is a he, and so now all of Max's documents reflect his identity with his new name and his new gender identity, despite the fact that at any given time Max can put on a dress and become Maggie again, because Max still has all the parts for a Maggie and doesn't have any of the parts for a Max.
Yeah,
and legally changed his name.
Even your documentation can be fluid. The government now is actually agreeing to this. This is crazy.
Well, Max was born in the Netherlands, so his birth certificate is an unusual case because he has what is called a consular report of birth abroad that is issued by the U.S. State Department because he was born in the Netherlands, but it still functions as a birth certificate for all official purposes.
Sorry, the Netherlands are kind of what define what you are. Nether regions. I think that's what they meant.
I got it. And it required a letter from a physician meeting specific requirements in order for it to be changed. And Max's now states that his sex is male. The other thing that bothers me about this is the parents running to the media with this. It's on local media. It's on national media. And mom is having another baby shower. They're planning a baby shower this weekend with blue decorations and traditional food from the Netherlands. And they're calling it a do-over because, you know, they got it wrong the first time.
Yeah, at 9, I'm sure she can assess that.
Yeah. I want to have a baby shower for my baby boy. He's always been my son, but it's been this long, gradual process over 9 years to get us to this point. Now,
I feel that
it needs to be recognized. You know what that is? I call that a gift grab. That's what that is right there.
The parents were identifying it early in the kid's life. At over 9 years of wrestling with this? Come on.
I don't understand how people think that allowing a 9-year-old to make any kind of gender, any kind of life-altering decisions, period, is a good thing. And lastly, a new report that shows that Target is feeling the effects of their transgender bathroom policy. About a year ago, they started with this transgender bathroom policy that came out, and Americans started this boycott, and it is apparently working. They came out on April 19th. They publicized their bathroom policy in a blog post. The store stated their policy was that customers were welcome to use the bathroom of the gender they identify with, despite people voicing concerns over children's safety. Inclusivity is a core belief at Target. Everyone deserves to feel like they belong, and you'll always be accepted, respected, and welcomed at Target. We all remember this.
And it's hurt them. Apparently, this people have paid attention to that and didn't take kindly to it. And people voted with their wallets. They decided not to spend quite as much money at Target. And believe me, I know quite a few people who love spending money at Target.
Well, according to a new report by the Wall Street Journal, the Target CEO, Brian Cornell, says he never approved the post and only found out about it after it was published. And he said the ensuing backlash was self-inflicted.
Wow, what a brave statement.
Hillary Clinton might want to talk to him about learning how to accept defeat.
and self-inflicted wounds.
It is 722 on WMAL.
Ask any police officer and they'll tell you, as the weather gets warmer, crime rates start to go up. Why don't you do something about it? Hey, it's Brian Wilson. If you're really serious about home security, I recommend you use the best in the business, Ackerman Security Systems. Ackerman Security has the industry's only guaranteed response time. Plus, switching to Ackerman is easy and a great way to save money. It can literally cost you nothing to switch over. They can use your existing equipment and have you on the Ackerman Security System in a matter of minutes. At $19.95 a month, monitoring includes burglary, fire, and medical alert monitoring at half the cost of the other guys. For just a few dollars more a month, Ackerman Security has all the latest and most advanced security technology. Video, smart locks, and thermostats that can be controlled with the touch of a button on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. So call Ackerman for a free in-home security analysis. Plus, WMAO listeners get 3 months free monitoring for a limited time. Call now, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. Geico's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. Geico understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Hi, I'm Cody Gleason, one of the directors at Life Credit Company. When I worked in the life insurance industry, I saw so many people who were diagnosed with cancer and needed money desperately to pay for their mounting expenses. In fact, a recent study found that more than 50% of Americans go bankrupt due to serious illnesses like cancer. That's why we created the Living Benefit Loan Program. It lets you cash out up to 50% of your life insurance benefit immediately, tax-free, while still preserving coverage for your family. There's no premium payments, credit credit checks or money out of pocket required. Life Credit Company counselors will help you one-on-one throughout the entire process, and your money comes in as little as 30 days. It only takes 2 minutes to see if you qualify for this program that has brought thousands of people unbelievable relief.
Call Life Credit Company, 800-936-2100. That's 800-936-2100, 800-936-2100. Or learn more online at lifecreditcompany.com. That's lifecreditcompany.com. Not available in all states.
725 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, a little bit of a hiccup here in College Park on the inner loop side as you pass Route 1 where the IKEA is and toward that long exit ramp. That's where we had accident activity. Focused on those delays coming off of 95 out of Calverton, so south of the ICC. Watch for those delays up ahead. That's the culprit. Also, if you're getting onto the outer loop of the Beltway, your delays are just after 95 before you get to New Hampshire Avenue and a bit of stop and go to George Avenue. Heavy each direction, Baltimore, Washington Parkway and Laurel, but lanes are open. Getting in through town. This is a great morning here at 295 through Riverdale. I'm not seeing any delay until you merge onto southbound 295 Kenilworth Avenue, heading down toward Route 4 Pennsylvania Avenue. Virginia, Route 66, eastbound has come up to 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, incident to the shoulder. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather on the move. Pretty good start here to a new work week. A little cloud early, otherwise becoming partly cloudy, breezy. 81 today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 54 degrees at 726 on WMAL.
You know, you often hear, we have in the past, heard from KT McFarland here on WMAL. You see KT McFarland on Fox News. And she's gone from having one of the most public roles, talking about national security issues, to now she's going to become the ambassador to Singapore? What happened? Which is, by the way, it's like as far as you can go from being a public person to just like, we're going to hide you by Malaysia. We're going to like put you over there. You have a place to go now. KT McFarland was up until now the deputy national security advisor, and she's now leaving the National Security Council. And this comes after, you know, the ouster of General Flynn, who brought her in. You have H.R. McMaster, who's running the show over there at the National Security Council now. And KT is out. KT's on her way out. And this was sort of expected for a little bit, but it was just a matter of time. She had said she's staying on in the Trump administration, but it looks like now she'll be the ambassador of Singapore.
Well, at least she got something. And ambassador to Singapore, is that bad? Singapore's a pretty nice country, right?
Doesn't sound like it's a bad deal.
I mean, Switzerland would have been cool, but, you know, Australia would have been a nice one. But right. Singapore's not terrible.
No,
so
not at all. It sounds to me like Trump is rewarding her loyalty, but he's also doing what his new national security advisor wants, which is changing up the staff.
So no scandal here. It is now, which a lot of people are trying to make it into, it is now 728 on WMAL.
Not all air conditioners are created equal.
Dave Snell for Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
Well, let me tell you, not all air conditioning services are created equal either. Right now, a lot of companies are offering tune-ups. But at Snell Heating and Air, when my stand-up guys show up, I wouldn't call what they do a tune-up. It's not even in the same universe. It's more of a complete system rejuvenation. It isn't some guy that bangs your system with a broom or shines a flashlight at it. This is a tune-up on steroids. A 21-point checklist so comprehensive, I'll make you this guarantee. If your system can't take the heat and it breaks down any time this summer for any reason, we'll be back out for free. No diagnostic, no trip charge. Call us today and ask for your system rejuvenation, your cooling calibration, your AC transformation. Just don't call it a tune-up.
703-450-6300. SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
dynavite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite .com.
Coming up on WMAL, well, they're male, we have a story for you about male models, a homeless man, a dumpster, and UBS ports. And also sports update as well. It is now 7:30.
It's all going to make sense.
It's 7:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. For the first time in 14 months, the Supreme Court will once again be at full strength today. Judge Neil Gorsuch will be sworn in this morning as the nation's newest justice. Separate ceremonies are set for the court and then later at the White House. The president of Egypt has declared a nationwide state of emergency after two Christian churches were bombed on Palm Sunday.
The bombings came days after Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi visited Washington, where he and President Donald Trump spoke about terrorism. A senior administration official says Trump called Sisi from Air Force One to offer his condolences on Sunday. Trump also used his Twitter account to condemn the attacks that targeted Egypt's Coptic Christian minority. In the aftermath, Sisi has declared 3 days of national mourning in Egypt and a 3-month state of emergency. I'm Andrew Spencer.
A U.S. aircraft carrier-led strike group is headed toward the Western Pacific Ocean near the Korean Peninsula.
It is not unusual to see a U.S. aircraft carrier in the waters off of the peninsula. This is a place where you've got 30,000 U.S. troops permanently stationed, but they have upped their resources, returning this carrier to these waters directly in response to North Korean provocations.
Correspondent Alexandra Field in South Korea. Maryland lawmakers wrap up their work for the year tonight. The 2017 General Assembly session officially comes to a close at midnight. The number of Virginians applying for Medicaid was about double what officials had expected during the last quarter of 2016. They'd forecast about 21,000 applicants, instead got more than 41,000 for the publicly financed health care program for the poor. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,656, the NASDAQ at 5878. Sports, the Nets lose in Philadelphia, the O's lose to the Yankees, NHL, the Caps drop their final regular season game to Florida, NBA, the Wizards are in Detroit tonight, and Sergio Garcia wins the Masters in a sudden-death playoff. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you've ever bought from a middleman, you're always left wondering, did I get a good price and who will stand behind the product? Hi, it's Brian Wilson. If you're planning on getting new windows, there is only one company that can give you the peace of mind you're looking for. That's Thompson Creek Window Company. You'll be buying direct from a local manufacturer who designs, builds, and installs windows made just for your home and our unique climate. Remember, building products purchased from a middleman can be marked up multiple times. Plus, who's responsible for the quality of the work? Have peace of mind. Buy direct from Thompson Creek Window Company because they manufacture and install their own windows. Thompson Creek Windows can increase the value of your home and save you money on your utility bills. Call 855-57-CREEK and take advantage of the incredible spring window sale. Buy three windows, get one free. Call 855-57-CREEK right now before this free window offer is gone. 855-57-CREEK or see thompsoncreek.com for details.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
I'm Rick Edelman, financial advisor and best-selling author of The Truth About Your Future. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Springfield, Tuesday, April 18th, and Fairfax, Wednesday, April 19th, both 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66 commuters eastbound as you push past the Manassas interchanges through Centerville. Now linking up with those delays up at 50 Fairlakes, Fair Oaks. That's due to the crash on the shoulder, but the sun glare makes it very difficult this morning as well. So take your time on the inner loop through Annandale, just the volume. And then as you head north from the toll road to and across the Legion Bridge and toward Maryland. George Washington Parkway, southbound near the overlooks, down to the Key Bridge, seeing that stop and go. Let's get you into Maryland now. Inner loop of the Beltway, College Park. After you pass 95 and around toward Route 1 near where the IKEA is, incident was moved to the shoulder a few moments ago, so hopefully it still remains on the shoulder, but that's the focal point of those 95 delays heading south of the ICC. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather on the move. Pretty good start here to a new work week. A little cloud early, otherwise becoming partly cloudy, breezy. 81 today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Springfield, 41 in Bethesda, 51 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning. It is 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Monday morning. Joining us at 8:05, we'll be joined by retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He'll give us his take on President Trump's foreign policy plan and an update on what happened in Egypt over the weekend on Palm Sunday yesterday with those awful, awful explosions. Whether there are any rumblings about North Korea and a recap of Syria and whether there are any developments there. I'm Mary Walter, and I get to sit alongside Vince Colonnese this morning.
It's my privilege. Thank you. Good morning. Oh, come on. Where is that? I know those lyrics are coming.
There you go.
You know, if there was ever a need for a Zoolander 3, I think we've discovered the plot. I don't know that there is a need for it, but that music, of course, made popular by Zoolander. and also the band Wham. Damian Dean Cummings has lived out of a disguised dumpster in New York City since June of 2016 until he was rescued by two male models.
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking? I mean, maybe we should be doing something more meaningful with our lives.
Like helping people.
Derek, what people?
I don't know. People who need help.
Models help people. They make them feel good about themselves.
They also show them how to dress cool and wear their hair in interesting ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so.
Noah can really help.
And so these two male models, so that's, of course, Zoolander, but these two male models in real life pretended to be homeless, Mary.
Yeah.
And they wanted to look for a worthy recipient to take care of, and they found one. So what they did was they discovered, so this homeless guy, Damian Dean Cummings, to Dean, he's like living homeless. He takes these two male models under his wing, teaches them the ropes, how to live as a homeless man.
Because he thinks they're homeless because they were living on the streets disguised as homeless people.
Right.
Which, by the way, if they didn't clean up, you would think they were homeless because they got the whole big hipster beard thing going on and everything. So they could pull it off.
So they traded in their Gucci's for some hefty bags and they got out there and they said, you know what? We're going to try this homeless thing. And not too long after, they decided they were going to take care of Dean. So what they did was, They designed a dumpster structure for him to live in that is outfitted with solar panels and USB ports. And now he lives in a wood shelter in Soho, specifically, I don't know why the press even exposed this, at the corners of Spring and Worcester Streets. So it's not going to be long for this guy to keep having his solar panel covered, USB port enabled homeless dumpster, but he does. And this is incredible. These two male models have changed this man's life by literally just turning his dumpster into a solar panel powered dumpster.
Well, it's not really a dumpster. It's made to look like a dumpster. It is 4 feet wide, 4 feet tall, a little over 6 feet long, and is outfitted with wheels, lights, a safety lock, two USB ports, a window, and solar panels. Here's the thing. Now that everybody knows where it is, I say we take bets as to how long before someone wheels that puppy right down the street with this guy in it. That thing's going to go somewhere. There is no way he's safe now, because now people know that it's not a dumpster and that there's someone living in it.
I mean, bless these male models, but this is not the most well thought out strategy for a number of reasons. One of them is that apparently people do think it actually is a dumpster, Mary.
Yes.
So they keep walking up to it and throwing trash into it. And it's gotten so bad that, and this guy, the homeless guy, actually finds it amusing. And he says that at one point he was so amused by people throwing trash into his house that he started laughing out loud. And somebody just, after throwing trash in, was like, hello? Is somebody in there?
Well, the thing is they try to throw the trash in, but it's painted on its faux handles and stuff on the top, which you would think that that's because that's where the solar panels are, that anyone with half a brain, even though it says recycling, glass, paper, whatever, even though it says that on the top and the handles don't open anything, you can't really open it, and there are solar panels on it that people would maybe think that, oh, this isn't really a dumpster.
Well, Dean, our here heroic homeless man, he's acknowledged that revealing his secret home, as we've just detailed on the air here, in addition to the, you know, of course, being in New York papers, which can't help themselves, could force him to the streets again, revealing this. But he's ready to take that risk because he wants to raise, get this, awareness. Awareness is so important these days. Just be aware.
Yeah. Well, they're also trying to help him get a job, which I think is a good thing. And you have to have some kind of home in order to have a job because you need a permanent address. I'm not quite sure if the home disguises a dumpster on the corner of Spring and Worcester in Soho is a valid address. I'm pretty sure the mailman will not deliver. Although, honestly, if he's a nice guy and he does get to know the mailman so would help him out. It would absolutely deliver mail to him. But I, listen, good for these two for trying to do some good, for trying to help, for trying to use their beauty to better mankind.
Yeah.
But I just don't, as you said, I don't think it was super well thought out.
There's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking. Just so
is
you
there?
Know.
Really?
Yeah. And like helping people.
Yeah. But here's the thing. By being really, 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 really ridiculously good looking, they make enough money to be able to spend some weeks on the street pretending to be homeless and then come up with an idea and then do this for somebody. So I think there's more upside than there is downside to this. And apparently this guy also is here illegally.
Yeah.
So they're gonna try to help him with his immigration
status.
There you go.
I'm glad we were able to get an immigration tie-in on this. But you know who's not fooled by the dumpster disguise? Sanitation workers. Apparently a sanitation worker walked up to the dumpster and knew it wasn't really a dumpster and said, hey, just keep this place clean, would you?
Is that what he said?
Yeah, and he told Dean, he's like, just keep it clean at least. And Dean's like, all right, you got it.
It's so New York. That is just such a New York story.
It's 6:43 on WMAL. 7:43, make that.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Great American moments have happened on the Mall.
Ask not what your country can...
The Great American Debate continues.
Get a load of this.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Well, it used to be that the Easter Bunny was the only one who could deliver smiles to every home on Easter. Well, now with 1-800-Flowers.com, you can too. And even if you can't make it to your friends and family's gatherings, you can still show them how much you're thinking about them. Because right now, 1-800-Flowers is giving my listeners an exclusive 30 for 30 offer. 30 assorted tulips for just $30. Do the math. That is a dollar per tulip. And that's even with the core math. You could still do that. Common core. Simply pick your delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers flowers handle the rest. Now, these tulips are mixed as assorted tulips, but they're a mix of orange, yellow, and pink blooms. They're gorgeous, and they're really, really vibrant colors. And they're great, not even just for Easter, but also for spring birthdays, or even just to tell somebody that you're thinking about them. These flowers are picked at their peak from Premier Farms, and they are shipped overnight to ensure freshness. And every bouquet is backed by 1-800-FLOWERS 100% smile guarantee. To order 30 stunning tulips for only $30, go to 1-800-FLOWERS.com, click the radio icon, and enter the code MARY, M-A-R-Y. That's 1-800-FLOWERS.com. The code is my name, Mary. Hurry, the offer ends Friday.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Let's put genes to work for you. Only at Inova is the new MediMap test that analyzes your DNA to determine which commonly prescribed blood thinner is the right treatment for you before you even take it. We'll offer this DNA test to everyone who receives cardiac catheterization at Inova Fairfax Medical Campus now, and soon to all Inova hospitals. Learn more about pharmacogenomics and precision medicine at InovaHeart.org/Plavix test. Inova, join the future of health.
It's 7:45. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland. Oh boy, you can tell it's spring break for many. Maryland, you actually catch a break here with lighter than normal volume out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Just through really Urbana. As you pass Route 80, that's the thick of it, and we will take that any day. If you're heading to the airport, here's the story on 95. Very slow because of the crash. Northbound on I-95, right past the exit for the airport, I-195, your delay's back near Route 100. So northbound 95, you will need extra time. You don't want to be stressed getting to the airport. If you're using the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, you're also slow. Completely separate problem, obviously. 295, the BW Parkway, right near Route 100. You're slow in each direction as a result. Now, 95 southbound, closer to the Beltway, as you pass the ICC, that volume around to Route 1 near the IKEA had a crash in the sun glare, now the culprit 2. Crossing the Legion Bridge slows from near the toll road, Virginia into Maryland, into the Wilson Bridge. Your delay's back now near St. Barnabas Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking couple of days at or above 80 degrees for today and tomorrow. Just a little cloud around at times today. Otherwise, partial clouds with sunshine. A little breezy, 81. Tonight, some clouds, 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 55 degrees at 747 on WMAL.
Oh, sports. I tell you what. Did you watch the Masters yesterday?
No.
I'm not normally in the mood to bite my nails during golf, but I think I bit my fingers completely off. Because the last few holes yesterday in the Masters between Sergio Garcia and Justin Rose were incredible. They're going back to forth, back and forth, tying up. And then they go to a playoff round, and Sergio Garcia ends up taking away his first major victory, which was pretty impressive. Even at their worst, the people who are playing in the Masters are like 1,000 times better than me at golf. But these guys, top of the game, and Sergio Garcia finally, after 74 starts, takes home his first major victory.
Now, when they do a playoff round in golf, does that involve the windmill? Do they have to get the ball through the windmill?
Yes, it's
the first try. Is there?
It's an intense mini golf experience they have to enjoy. No, it's amazing, and you just watch, and they both have their beautiful wives there waiting, and everyone's so friendly with one another, and they're out going to run out and give them big hugs, and thousands of people. It's kind of incredible. Every time they take these stunning shots, and they're just like, obviously for all the marbles, the whole crowd of thousands of people gets so quiet that all you can hear are the birds. And then as soon as the swing happens, somebody yells Baba Booey. But, you know, for the most part, it's a pretty impressive event.
I knew something big was going on because my social media was just all about Sergio. I'm like, I have no clue who Sergio is. And then I put two and two together, and I knew what they were talking about.
Yeah, my daughter, almost 3 years old, I got her saying Sergio by the end. I was like, Sergio. She just kept calling him out when he appeared on screen. The NFL, this is such an interesting story. Apparently, in the NFL, players can be fined for having anything to do with gambling. And the NFL now could fine 30 players for competing in the Pro Football Arm Wrestling Championship, in which they raised money for something called the Giving Back Fund. And the reason that these 30 players could potentially be fined, the event was held at a casino, and the NFL prohibits players from appearing in casinos for promo events, even if it's for charity.
Wait, didn't Ray Rice's incident with his wife and dragging the body out of, you know, the unconscious wife out of the elevator, didn't that happen in a casino in Atlantic City?
Yeah.
Well, just saying?
And it took...
Just saying?
It took video of the atrocity for the NFL to finally act.
Well, and I'm sure the only thing they were outraged about was the fact that he was in a casino.
So now the NFL is upset about feats of strength. I don't understand.
Wait, so that's where they're planting their flag. This is what's outrageous to the NFL. This is what it is. Dog fighting, none of that, beating your wife, none of that stuff. All the list of the rest of us would have lost our jobs for and or been sitting in jail. Being in a casino is where they draw the line. Raising money for charity.
Yeah, well, apparently. Unallowed. The casino did say that they shut off the slot machines. They were trying to stop the gambling thing from being a problem. They just shut the slot machines off. The two teams of arm wrestlers were coached by Marshawn Lynch, of course, and James Harrison. Marshawn Lynch of I'm Just Here So I Won't Get Fined fame. This time, he may actually be fined.
That's ridiculous. Please. Just can't even.
That's true. Just can't even, Mary. And meanwhile, UVA football finally, they're running into some problems because they're being Boy Scouts about it. They've self-reported something called a level 2 violation of NCAA bylaws. And their sin? The prospects took pictures with the football coaches during an evaluation period. And that the only approved contact during that time is a simple greeting. Hello, young man.
So no selfies? Selfies are contract violations?
No. You take a picture. If you take a picture with the coach, there's a huge violation afoot. And UVA self-report, you are being Boy Scouts, UVA. Come on. Let the kids have their photos.
I'm convinced, there are certain players from certain schools, and we all know who they are, but I'm not going to name names, who I am convinced can't read at a second grade level and come out of some of these state universities with degrees in, you know, biomedical engineering. Because they can get a ball through a hoop or in an end zone. And the problem they have, again, selfies. This is just like the NFL one. This is,
Now your tax dollars, Virginians, are going to a $5,000 fine to cover selfies with UVA's coaches. Pretty great.
And there are some other scandals involving strippers and hookers and everything else. And not at UVA, at other schools. And this is the problem. It's ridiculous. It is now 7:50, excuse me, on WMAL. Yeah.
Live Casino and Hotel is the place to join and play during the new Member Choices Yours event. Sign up today for free for your guaranteed prize of $15 up to $5,000 in free slot play match player food credit. Just visit the Live Rewards Club to join and you could win up to $5,000 now through June 30th. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Offer valid for new members only. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxel.
I've been so lucky, so fortunate to have experienced the market going up over and over and over again. Well, what can I do to vest any gains that I may have achieved and insulate my retirement from the next correction that's going to happen? Isn't that the name of the game?
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxel or online at wintertroxel.com.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. It's time to check in at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Futures have been struggling so far this morning as investors wonder whether the equity market's post-election rally has maybe run out of gas. Right now, they're rising so far, and so is the average price of regular grade gasoline. It's up 9 cents nationally over the past 2 weeks, so we're looking at $2.43 a gallon. Industry analyst, meantime, Trilby Lundberg says that higher oil prices and the U.S. missile strike on a Syrian air base are contributing to the increase. days. The next time the cops chase you down for speeding, they could be driving a fuel-efficient gas-electric hybrid. In response to requests from cities nationwide, Ford says it will offer a police pursuit version of the hybrid Fusion midsize sedan. It can get 20 miles per gallon, more than Ford's current police car, the Taurus Police Interceptor. And anyone eager to buy a home this spring has reasons to feel good. Job growth has been solid, average pay is raising, and mortgage rates are still near historic lows. But sellers have a big advantage. The national supply of homes for sale hasn't been this thin in nearly 20 years. I'm Susan Lee, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL.
I'm a procrastinator. I put off everything. Oil changes, haircuts, dentist appointments. But one thing I'm lucky I didn't put off was getting my basement waterproofed by Mid-Atlantic Waterproofing. Without Mid-Atlantic's patented HydroTrack solution, all that water buildup from all those storms we've had would have continued to crack our basement walls, keep on ruining our carpets, and made that musty, moldy smell just get worse and worse. But Mid-Atlantic came in and fixed our problems quickly. They even gave me interest-free financing. So don't put it off. Call 800-MID-ATLANTIC now. That's 800-643-2852. You know, I think I just might call my dentist now, too.
Call for a free inspection today and get $500 off any new job. Plus, no payments and no interest for 24 months on approved credit. Some restrictions apply.
Mid-Atlantic Waterproofing for the driest basement in town.
7:55, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we have a problem right now. Maryland Beltway update sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. This will be the outer loop if you're pushing in toward Greenbelt. Outer loop northbound as you come up to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Two right lanes blocked with this crash. So as you're heading north, say from FedEx Field and 50, you're in that stop and go. Beyond from University Boulevard to George Avenue, slowing. On the inner loop side, that's heavy into that sun glare passing Route 1 in the IKEA. The now Virginia Beltway, we've had delays near the toll road to the Legion Bridge and now in the backups crash just reported. And a sigh of relief, Route 7 much better, thank goodness, finally. Eastbound 7 as you come up to Baron Cameron, that crash cleared and those delays just about all gone. Contact Parker Pierce Service Experts today. Buy a tune-up and get next season's free. A tune-up can save up to 30% on your energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today and see website for license details. Now from Garage Door Repair, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Any cloud around, a mix of sunshine today, partly cloudy for the most part, a south-southwesterly breeze, and up near 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it is 55 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. If that sounds like you every morning, you're not alone. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Bags and puffiness under the eyes were a problem for millions of American men and women, unless you got Genucel. Genucel is the plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix, and ladies and gentlemen, you'll have no bags and puffiness under the eyes with Genucel. Listen to Susan from New Jersey. She wrote, I've been using Genucel for a couple of months, and the puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. It's not just you, Susan. I love it too. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. I guarantee it. And right now, during the Chamonix Spring Clearance event, Chamonix will double your order absolutely free. Call now, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Order now, and Chamonix is going to upgrade you to free shipping for a limited time only. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
It's spring, and what sets our hearts all afire? Why, a spanking new car is what we desire. But who has the stomach to deal with cruel loans? The haggling, the interest, the payments, the groans. But with 7 years to pay off your dream, Commonwealth One super low rates make other lenders scream. Plus, with no payments for the first 90 days, you just watch. This deal kicks all those other car loans right in the
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's new drive-thru summer car loan. Get super low rates, a 90-day vacation from car payments, and loan terms up to 7 years. Visit us at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
don't you just love the smell of fresh car?
Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211 for details. Loan qualifications and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership open to residents of Virginia and neighboring states.
Join the conversation live with Mark Levin, Chris Plant, Larry O'Connor, Brian Wilson, and Mary Walter at WMAL's Free Speech Forum, Sunday, May 7th at the Birchmere. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Mark, Chris, Larry, Brian, and Mary live on stage, Sunday, May 7th for WMAL's Free Speech Forum. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or charge by phone at 800-745-3000. That's 800-745-3000.
The Cardinals.
This ball is jacked a long way into the bullpen.
Last season, St. Louis held all the power cards. Steven Strasburg.
Breaking ball, a big one.
But they still couldn't beat an ace.
Hard to make contact with.
Stacked deck versus trump card. Frame the game. Nationals, Cardinals. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Messer.
Ain't baseball great?
It's 7:59 coming up on WMAL.
What a time for foreign policy pop quizzes. We got North Korea, Syria, Egypt, Sweden. We got everything. And we've got Tony Schaefer at the top of the next hour.
And we'll also take your calls on what we should do next in Syria. Is war the next answer? And also, did Hillary...